So most value-add plans chase rent growth with things like granite and gray paint, but real value is created when design choices make the property easier to lease, easier to live in, and easier to maintain. Now, many operators treat design as sort of a finished package, not a performance system. Now, candidly, many operators don't even work with designers. So maybe that operator will overspend on trends, underinvest in things like lighting, signage, storage, acoustics between units, and maintainability, and the things that residents feel every day that drive those operating results, right? So today we're going to discuss a practical framework we use to connect aesthetic with function and the exact touch points we use that move conversation and retention and how to implement fast without blowing the budget. So Mark, excited to dive into this topic today.
Yeah, great to be here with you, John. And this is something that I'm really passionate about because, you know, with our background, both of our backgrounds, you know, in residential real estate, our overall thesis and kind of the heart of this message is that we believe that residents have the same emotions that a buyer would have purchasing the home. And if not exactly the same, it's very similar. Okay. Yeah. And so this is where that our overall thesis is that if a property is well staged and showcases well, there's a higher likelihood that one, they're going to sign a lease in the community that they're looking at. They're going to feel more emotionally involved or more emotionally connected to that property. And two, there's a higher likelihood that they're going to pay more rent if it showcases really, really well. And this is one of the things, John, we've talked about this in previous podcasts of like many operators, this is not a line item that many want to spend any money on at all. And, you know, when we look at the comps, the comparable properties around, you know, most of the property managers are like, yeah, you know, I put this together myself.
Yeah.
Whereas when we list properties, there was one property and you're going to sell that one property and you spend easily thousands of dollars to stage that one property. If you stage your leasing office and your model suite and you do a great job, that can represent 100, 200 different units. And so what I mean by that is there any new resident that's potentially coming in, they're going to walk through that leasing office and the model suite, and they're going to make a decision if they're going to take one of the 100 or 200 units.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's a high leverage point to spend a dollar there, not only to capture the emotions of a potential resident, but also there's a leverage point because for every dollar you spend, you spread it out over the 100 to 200 units that you have as you start to scale up. And so, and one last point on this, John, before we jump in, because I don't want to take too much of this, but the point is that when you are leasing out a B class asset, most of the residents are not used to well-staged assets. They're not. So a B class anywhere from 1980 to 2010, but an A class, a lot of them are staged, but with the B class, they're not. So it's a great differentiating factor if you spend a few dollars there, make it really nice, and there's a much higher likelihood that the community stands out. And that's why we go all in on that to make sure that we stand out from the crowd.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you kind of touched on this, but many operators don't want to spend that expense of working with the designer. But, you know, the proverb, you know, don't step over dollars to pick up dimes kind of comes to mind for me, because we've seen what that can actually look like in terms of operating a deal where some new competition comes into the market and all of a sudden there's some lease up challenges because, you know, the building down the street's offering concessions, right? And because they did not invest in those finishing touches. And, you know, in some cases here, we're talking about, I mean, in our mind, right, we spend a few thousand dollars to work with a designer to stage a beautiful leasing center model unit to make sure our color selections are correct, looking at everything from the furniture we select for the pool if one's on property, or, you know, just how we're setting up our grilling stations and the right color of granite. And many of these things we've really, you know, in a sense, operationalized. For example, our unit renovations across all of our assets, we're using the same material, right? We keep it real simple. And it's amazing how many properties I've toured, Mark, where it looks like they're just buying whatever granite's on sale that week. And so it's all hodgepodge and mismatched. And kind of one of our goals, we were talking about this earlier today, actually, is this idea that our goal would be over time in a certain market, say Charleston, Atlanta, you know, Tampa, these markets we target, where we will own 10 or 15 assets in that community, in that metro area. And so like my vision, and I know your vision is shared there, that somebody, you know, maybe trading up, maybe they're going from one of our buildings to a building that's a little bit larger, maybe a higher rent, but their life's progressing along and they need more space. And they go, gosh, if you want a quality apartment, you go to Ferris Residences. And it's like, you know exactly what you're going to get. These units are going to be tip-top shape with beautiful finishes. And you touched on this, right? Buyers, it's kitchens and bathrooms is what sells a home. It's no different with an apartment. So when you invest money in the right things like designer light fixtures, designer faucets, you spend $20, $50 more maybe for that light fixture or $20, $50 more for that plumbing fixture, you will absolutely get that back in rent. That'll far exceed your expectation versus cutting corners and being penny wise and pound foolish, as they say. So, you know, here's our thing, right? Why design matters in NOI. We have three levers here, right? First is leasing velocity. So when it's a clear, beautiful arrival where the person just pulls into the community and immediately sees a couple of things, no trash on the ground, beautiful landscaping with color pops, you know, an inviting signage that directs them easily to the leasing center. You'd be surprised how many times I pull to an apartment complex, Mark, to tour it. And I like have to drive in circles to try to find the leasing center because the sign's about, you know, 2 inches, you know, across or whatever. So making it very easy to set that beautiful first impression, right? That emotional connection you mentioned. And then we curate a tour path. So we're strategically taking people on a very specific design tour path. So we show them all the amenities and we're learning more about them as we walk this path. And then we bring them into the model unit and then connect everything we've talked about in that model unit. In other words, we've uncovered what they're looking for, what they liked about their last living situation, what they didn't like, and how we can help solve their problem. So it creates basically a higher tour to lease conversion, right? And so that's what it's all about. You know, we have to market these. It's like any other business, right? We're spending money on Google and on apartments.com. And so we get a lead, there's a cost associated with that. So if we don't convert a high percentage, we're burning dollars, right? So that higher tour to lease conversion is what we're chasing here. And that first impression is so important to that. And that's why number one lever we pull on is working with the designer.
Yeah, right on. Next is retention. So this is a big one. We want to be able to keep more people in. And if, say, the leasing office is well staged and it's overall the community is well presented, there's going to be a higher retention rate there as well. Yeah. And number three is the operation side of it. So we want to make sure whenever we're doing any sort of renovations that we're not going on the cheap of the cheap. Mm-hmm. So we're doing something that looks really well, but still durable. We do factor that in when we are making our selection. So leasing velocity, retention, and then operations with maintenance. It's a really big one. We our goal is to really fix something before it gets to a state of like ill repair where it starts to bring down our brand.
That's right. Now, we're big on frameworks and process at Ferris Capital. Now, that comes out of, you know, a lot of hard-earned lessons running our prior companies, right? You know, when you're a first-time entrepreneur, you sometimes have to learn lessons the hard way, but we've been able to apply those lessons to this business. And so having a framework and a process for just about everything we do. In fact, we were kind of reminiscing earlier in the week about, you know, before we even had our first deal, we were already going, well, what does it look like? And, you know, what is our 28-day transformation? And we were building out the charts and the, you know, the Gantt charts, in other words, to track the progress. But our design framework is pretty straightforward and simple, but it's not easy to execute because it's a lot. So, for example, I touched on this, that curb appeal, that arrival. So we worked with a designer to create an incredible monument sign. You know, it's big. It's noticeable. It has a modern aesthetic, you know, concrete and wood. It's backlit and uplit, so it looks beautiful at all times of day. And we always make sure it's positioned in a place that has a clear sight line so you can see it from any direction as you're approaching the property. And then we're also refreshing the paint palettes of those signs. So, you know, for example, we've been in buildings where it's sort of like this, like, you know, just off color. The signs have probably been there for 30 years or 20 years or something like that. So all the building signage gets updated with modern color choices that match that monument sign. And then we're making sure that the property is just well lit in general. So replacing all the breezeway lighting to make sure it just pops, and it's, you know, safety is top of mind with that as well. Just make sure residents have a good experience once they're living there, but it helps make that good impression. You know, we're about to get into the time of year where it gets darker earlier in the evening. And so a lot of our tours happen at night. So we just need to make sure that the property is well lit. In fact, at 60 Jane, which is actually going to be rebranded Ferris Residences Noon in our newest acquisition, we're actually doing uplighting on the buildings as well. Just mainly because just aesthetically, it looks great. But, you know, they're townhomes in the flats, you know, and just it just felt like it was an opportunity. And that actually came out of driving the property at night and going, it's a little dark in here. And on top of that, the neighborhood that attaches to our property, it's not a part of the community, but it's a single family home neighborhood. We observed a lot of the homes had uplighting, and it's like it would just kind of draw it into the community a little bit more. So resurfacing those parking lots, we just finished a project, Strawberry Station, and it was amazing.
What a difference. Wow.
I mean, incredible. Unbelievable. It was amazing. Sure. It already looks so good, but when you see that, it looks brand new now. I mean, it is such a difference. And so, you know, it's amazing, right, Mark? I've seen so many operators, and we've talked to them like, well, we'll do that when we get closer to sell the property, right? It's like almost like they're thinking about the next buyer of the property and not their core customer, which are the residents today. And so that resurfacing, striping, making sure the pathways are accessible and clean. I mentioned trash earlier, but that is a hot button for Mark and I. And I'll tell you, we did have an experience at one of our assets once where we kind of came into town. It was an unexpected trip for us. So therefore, the property manager, who by the way is no longer with us, was on site, and we popped in, and between me, you, and Georgia, we collected probably about 10 pounds worth of trash. I mean, candy wrappers, water bottles, cigarette butts, I mean, anything you can imagine. And let's just say that was a very uncomfortable day for that property manager. But at the end of the day, that was really the first clue that they weren't the right fit. And once again, this person's no longer with the company, but all those things matter, right? If I'm walking into a home and there's a bunch of trash in the driveway, I'm probably not going to buy that home. It's the same thought process a resident has. So the goal is for that resident to feel like almost a pride of place within 15 seconds of showing up. They're like, I could really see myself living here. That's the kind of emotional response we want the second they come through that property.
Yeah, the next is our leasing journey. So we call this like our walk path. So when somebody comes in, we've sat down and actually mapped it out as to what the new residents, when they're coming in, what is the experience and where do we want them to walk. And so with that, that's really important to, so that they, you can actually, we'll say, end up in the right spot so that you can actually have that call to action. And you're not randomly walking all over the place. So there's an optimized walk path to make a property showcase really well. Like, just think of it. If you're selling your home and you have a major feature, like, you want to make sure that they see the feature in the right, coming from the right angle, right? You don't want to be coming into the house from the back door. You want to be going in through the front, through the front entry, for example. Right. And so it just takes a couple minutes to, well, it took us much longer than that. You just got to do it once. Right. Yeah, and you just do it once at the beginning. But, you know, from that, you can curate what that experience is when you're walking through, when you talk about the mission, when you talk about the values, you're bringing them through the newly updated amenities, then you're bringing them over to the model suite, and you are opening up the fridge that you are bringing. And with that, we've even gone as far as actually having a branded scent as well. And so, and then music as well as part of that overall experience. And so we want to make sure that we end up back in the office where we can sit down and we can actually ask for the order at that point. And so that walk path is something that is really important to be able to cater, we'll say, just a great overall experience. Visual is one thing, but the how they're getting treated and even the types of questions that the property manager's asking when they're walking through, that sales training side of it is really important to convert more people.
Absolutely. And, you know, with that too, just making sure it's easy for that resident if they're excited. So, you know, we have, you know, QR codes to apply, you know, our property managers are taught to close and, you know, ask for the business, right? But if that's not something they're ready for, we give them collateral. This is something that's interesting to me, but how many units do you think we've toured where there's zero collateral that the person could take home with them? And so we observe that. So not only do we give them, you know, the feature sheets and the unit availability and the pricing sheets, but we also take time to sort of identify amenities in the area, local parks, you know, proximity to schools with the school scores, you know, fun things to do in the area, shopping. So we have a couple little one pagers that just, here's what it's like to live in this community. Here's all the resources available. For example, the Noonandale I mentioned earlier is about a 1 mile walk from, you know, a hiking and biking trail. You know, and there's sidewalks that can get you straight down there with a parking area. So just highlighting that, making sure people are aware that that amenity that the city offers is right down the street, you know, a mile from downtown Noonan, where there's a, you know, tons of great restaurants and cool little shops and a theater and, you know, sense of community with farmers markets on the weekends. So, you know, we don't want to take for granted that they know they might be new to the area. They may not realize the geography and how close they are to these things. So that's a big part of it. Now, this is where the designer really comes in a big, big way. I mean, they're certainly informing the exteriors, right? What color palette we choose for the signage. If there's any sort of opportunity for some color pops, maybe some accent walls, they're advising us there. But on the interiors, that's where they really come in. So we've worked with the designer to curate our finished package. So it's the same granite, same light fixtures, same bathroom and plumbing fixtures, same kitchen fixtures. And part of that is simplicity, but because we worked with a designer, we know it's on trend. Now, it's funny, in the intro, I mentioned gray paint. Well, I was talking with our designer not a month ago, and gray's kind of working its way out, you know, especially when it comes to flooring. So we do adjust when we see trends changing. But the thought process is we want to build a building and a unit that will stand the test of time. So we're not chasing trends here. We're just chasing what is going to maximize that value. So working with that designer is hugely important there. So, you know, sometimes we do what we call a classic refresh where, you know, we have to also factor in affordability and leasing velocity and things like that. So maybe we're under renovation on 4 or 5 units at that time. We have a classic move out, but can we come in and with some light touches improve that and maybe get 8 to 10% more rent? So that's kind of that classic refresh. So fixed pallet materials across all of our buildings. And we look at that probably likely on an annual basis, but it just depends. Our designer comes to us generally and says, hey, I think we need to change our flooring going forward. Here's why. This is the trends we're seeing. Now, we also look for high wear surfaces. So LVP flooring, solid surface countertops, you know, LED can lighting, matte black or brushed hardware that's just more durable and tends to show less wear and tear. So that's part of this design process as well. So it's not only finding really great looking material, but also high quality material that will stand the rigors of, you know, a family living there and using it every single day, right? And, you know, the function adds value in and of itself. So, you know, what you often see in 80s, 90s, and early 2000s apartment is fluorescent lighting in the kitchen. And it's terrible. Nobody wants to work under big fluorescent light bulbs. So we take that stuff out. We put can lights in if we can, some pendant lights over the breakfast area if we're able to create one, and just really just make it just look like a wonderful single family home. I mean, that's really the goal. And then making sure our outlets are placed in areas that make sense. We have contemplated putting USB plugs in, but, you know, the problem there is they change all the time. So we don't do too much of that, but just functionality is a big part of it as well, right? So even in our kitchen faucets, you know, we have the extendable faucet with spray functionality just to make it just a great living experience. Soft closed drawers, Mark, another thing that actually I was pleasantly surprised because our contractor brought that to us. So it's like very affordable. You can add that in and it just gives it a nice, like high class, kind of like elevated feel for a very low amount of money that just gives it that wow factor, right? So those unit interiors are huge. I mean, that first impression is critical, but what gets them to sign the lease are the units, right? So spending a few bucks working with the designer, making sure we're on trend and looking good, but also durable is for us been a huge way for us to add value to these buildings.
For sure. They want to be able to brag to their friends. You know, they have, you know, they have nice flooring, they have stone countertops, they like their unit when they're inviting them to come. You don't want anybody embarrassed to invite anybody over, a friend or family member. Like that's the real thing. These are the emotions that go through. So if we make it really nice, a lot of times it doesn't even cost a whole lot more to do it, but that's what really differentiates you. And the last thing that we really do on from a design standpoint, we make sure that it's done well is the amenities. So, you know, like doing a nice dog park, grilling pergola station there. So, you know, you had some grills and then you had some shaded seating. And what we also like doing is we like adding programs as well. So programs such as like community market. So actually having an outdoor community market on the weekends come in for our residents. So it doesn't really cost us anything. Our community gets, you know, a discount on some of the food there as well. They get a little bit of a credit. They love it. Back to school events as well, giving backpacks to the kids. And we even have it in our vision that we'd actually love to be able to give, you know, financial literacy courses for residents as well. So that's something that we have queued in the future, that on a monthly basis, like, we're actually helping our residents from a financial literacy standpoint. And, you know, these are all the things that there's the overall initial feel, but then all these other things all add up to build better overall community. And, you know, people, they want to stay part of a community like that, that goes the extra mile and is very different that way.
That's right. So just some key insights, right? So first impressions are critical, and a staged tour path. These things convert faster than often expensive amenities will. So yeah, I've toured some buildings, for example, that are 140 units, and they have like a co-working space they've built out. And it's like, is anybody really, well, you know, ask the property manager, no one really uses it. So just making sure that, you know, if you focus on beautiful, you know, timeless design, you can really actually drive higher performance there than just by building an amenity that may not even be used, right? Durable delights, right? So balancing aesthetic and function. So we're reducing friction and work orders. So going back to granite, you know, solid surface countertops, we've looked at some assets and, you know, we've been given, like, say, for example, the broker would say, hey, I don't think you need to put granite here. This renter base doesn't really require that. So just go with Formica, right? They're trying to sell us the deal. But the reality of Formica countertops, if somebody's a little rough on them, they start chipping and breaking. So now I got to replace the whole countertop maybe in 2 years or a year. Or if I just spend a little bit extra and put granite in and we seal it, or, you know, marble, it's going to hold up for years and years to come, right? And then making sure we have a standardized spec sheet that we use on all of our properties, and then implement our 28-day full-out transformation sequencing timeline to compress that road to NOI, right? Because the faster we can get these things implemented, the quicker we can start capturing additional rent and driving more to our bottom line.
Yeah, love it. And you can measure this as well. So your tour to lease conversion ratio, your renewal rate, days vacant per turn, online you can measure this stuff as well, right to your bottom line, which really, at the end of the day, it is an investment. You do want it. We really believe that by going the extra mile and doing these things that are different, we'll put more money in your pocket at the end of the day. If you do want to learn more about how you can invest with us, you can go to fulloutinvesting.com and you'll see a sample deal and find a little bit more about our approach and how you can partner with us. And you can book a one-on-one call to help get any of your questions answered. And until that point, we're really looking forward to seeing you. And thanks for listening, guys, to the show today. If you enjoyed it, you can go ahead and subscribe to the channel and share it with any other high net worth investors that you think you'll benefit from it. Thanks for tuning in to the Full Out Real Estate Investor. We love and believe in you guys. Keep dreaming and investing big.